sorry for all these musical dissonance here, but it seems that there's a little bit of problem with our automation, so currently I am trying to restart it. We're currently working on this right now, so I'm gonna try to play music and log back into my original, see if what I can trudge up, but we'll see. Sorry about all this. People who would normally be here aren't coming in, so we are trying to do the best we can here. Remember, guys, you guys can call in at 855-915-WMFO. You can hang out with me as I try to figure out exactly what's wrong here. Let's see. Oh dear. Oh, there we go. Hopefully this will work, and then you guys can have some good music, and yeah, let's see, currently we're starting out right now. It's wild, actually. I made this playlist, this last one. Normally it takes me a little more time, but this time around I ended up making it like 10 minutes. But actually it came out very well. I used a lot of the music that I was saving in my queue, for a while. I'm sorry, normally I don't really have any music I'd be able to log. I'll try to log back into Spinatron, so at least you can get some good music out here, but I must admit, this is amazing. Another thing is that we try not to keep dead air on this as well. You can see by my rambling. Also, a bit tired. Guys, sorry. Now I can't seem to find Rivendell. Of course I can't. Okay. So, we're currently figuring out what to do here. Of course. Let's see. Alright. Sorry about this. This is pretty wild, actually. Let's see. So, it seems that at least this started. I can't seem to open Rivendell, which is just problematic. Let's see. I will, of course, Ops will know all about this. Eventually. This will be hilarious, of course. This is happening. Let's see. Alright. Calling Ops have broken. Okay, we still see this. So. She's writing soon, at least. And we can go off on our merry way. I wouldn't think this is a good problem with being a midnight show in this case, that Ops is probably asleep or not available at this moment. Of course, then that's when problems happen. Problems never happen at the most convenient time, it seems. Let's see. So I'll wait till this. Maybe it just takes a while. Actually, not quite sure. Sorry about all this. You didn't exactly come to hear me ramble on and keep things from being dead. But, alas, is something that I must alright, I will try to see. It doesn't seem to be opening up Rivendell anymore, so I'm going to restart this computer, and then, well, hear a little bit of me for a little while, but, forgive me about this. Good gosh. Alright. So, multiple instances not allowed. Seems that it is not allowing me to open up Rivendell again, even though Rivendell is not able to be found. Just completely odd to me. We're going to work on shutting down and opening up and Definitely ops at WMFO was definitely getting an email. Surprising enough, I can't believe this is going down, actually. Alright, we're gonna run the fixer one more time before restarting the computer. Because that would not be a good idea if it's just needs some time. We'll give it a couple more minutes. Well, how are you guys doing tonight? I'm guessing this is not exactly the most engaging of conversation. I apologize. Remember, guys, you can listen to it. Remember, guys, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We can shoot the breeze on air. Just remember that you cannot swear on air. Either way, it looks like this is not working. Don't worry, guys. Currently working. I've got the manual right in front of me. I might not be too tech savvy, even if I am trying to be a computer science major eventually. I just know how to build it, but I don't know necessarily how to work it. Alright, so we're going to shut down. We're going to restart this. And yeah, we're going to shut down and open it back up again. See what we can do. I'm actually going to make sure that this is going on. Yeah, I can't believe this is actually happening. I'm actually very surprised by this. Let's see. All right. Here we go. I'll send a message directly to ops so they know exactly what's going on. And we're gonna gonna do some home, well, not too much home fixing. Can't really, going to try out how to work these things hopefully soon. Of course this is engaging. Very engaging work. We're going to let's see. Okay. Okay, so seems that yes, alright, so I'm going to restart. Alright, so we're going to restart. And we're gonna restart this computer and move on. Either way, this is definitely an adventure and a half. I can tell you that I have some of the worst luck when it comes to technology and stuff like this. If I'm, if I am one, if it's anybody that's going to be on and getting all these problems, it's probably going to me. There's literally a step that if you can't start Rivendell after these steps, it means something's obviously really messed up. Shut down the transmitter. I'm honestly prepared for this to happen. just given my luck, you know. Okay, so it seems that we've restarted the computer. Hopefully, let's see. We're going to restart those Rivendell daemons and see what happens. We're going to give it a couple minutes. I'm also dreadfully impatient, so that might be part of why I just keep messing up. I'm hoping that's not fully what's going on. If not, I'll just have to shut down the transmitter, see where we can go from there. But either way, this is pretty odd, even for me. Let's see. You know what? Oh, it actually looks like it might be glowing. We might actually be hitting the jackpot here, guys. You heard it here first. We are coming in, hopefully. Oh, wait, no. Oh, we'll see. Either way, if you are holding on and listening to me still, I must admit that you are, in fact, very much a trooper. You should probably get a sticker for this. Let's see. Thing is, I cannot... I'll try this. I'm gonna restart one more time. Well, yeah, alright. I'm going to be very patient. I'm gonna just wait to see if Rivendell opens itself up again. If not, I will try to... If not, I will, I'll have to shut down the transmitter, sadly. But I hope it doesn't come to that. But either way, hope you guys are having a great morning. Oh man, it's not even morning. It's the evening. Took a pretty long nap, actually, so I think that's part of it. Okay, so it looks like I'll have to turn off the transmitter, sadly. I'm sad, because normally it would be great to have some good music running as I get out of the way, but sadly, it doesn't seem to be working out that way. Such is life, I suppose. Oh wait, I think I've actually gained a listener on Shoutcast. Hello, friend. This is actually really cute. I love how there's now 9 listeners instead of 8, according to Shoutcast. I know it doesn't count for car radio, but I find this very, very entertaining. Let's see. We are going to now be turning off the transmitter. You guys are now getting a lot more insight into the, what you do for radio. Very fun fact of you guys, inclined to be interested. You can't keep... It's very much a bad idea. It's actually... Under FCC, it's a very bad idea to keep dead air on. So, hence me talking and not just kind of leaving it by the wayside. Let's see. There we go. Turning on the transmitter. Okay, so we are... We're going to just go... This is wild. I'm learning so much, actually. Okay, now I'm gonna be logging in. So, I wonder if any of you guys are also at Tufts. I heard that. Well, this is reading period for the moment, so it's kind of calm before the storm. I personally have 3 finals, and I'm actually surprised about how calm I am right now. Okay, so, alright, we're going to press off. There's no boxes here. I swear, this is the most hilarious example ever. Well, I think I'm going to be pressing off soon when it comes to comes off very soon because we are working on turning off the transmitter before we go. But either way, thank you guys for sticking with me. I'm surprised actually that there is there's another listener up here. Hello. sorry to say, but we'll actually be pretty off the air soon. I believe that there is a 3 a.m. show coming in very soon. Well, in about 34 minutes from now, so hopefully you are able to, hopefully you're able to catch that. I'm sorry for any inconvenience, guys.
I'll be keeping the booklet open so the people after me can see this. I'll be leaving a note for people too, making sure that they know. But this is surprising. Of course this would happen at the Small Cactus Radio Hour. But either way, thank you guys very much for listening, and I'll see you on the flip side. Alright. Well, looks like applying settings update. And we'll see. And we'll log off. Alright. This seems to be still opening. Okay. There we go. First night, I'm into you, I'm into you.